certainly not over. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. That from the head of the World Health Organization about the COVID-19 pandemic.
I know that's not the message you want to hear. And it's definitely not the message I want to deliver.
Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus making the prediction in Geneva as the WHO begins its first in-person World Health Assembly meeting since the beginning of the pandemic. The first shipment of baby formula from Germany has arrived in Indianapolis. The White House says it's enough for more than 500,000 baby bottles. More will arrive soon.
Codename Operation Fly Formula. It's the first time in U.S. history the U.S. military launching an emergency special mission like this to rush critical nutrition to millions of hungry American babies. Some are calling this disaster relief here at home. Normally, the military flies aid like this to countries devastated by war, famine, or natural disaster. Only three companies supply about 90% of the nation's baby formula. The White House says that needs to change.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. Georgia's Republican gubernatorial candidates are in the home stretch of campaigning before Tuesday's primary. Incumbent Brian Kemp is facing David Perdue, who's backed by former President Trump. Republican National Committee Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel.
Joe Biden's not being asked to endorse in any race because no Democrat wants to be seen with him, including Stacey Abrams, who's running in Georgia. I've talked to people in Georgia who love President Trump and like Kemp. And I think that's what you're seeing in some of the voters in Georgia.
McDaniel on Fox News Sunday. A number of other states are also holding primaries on Tuesday. New York City police say a man opened fire on a moving subway train, hitting another man in the chest. The victim died at a hospital. Police are still searching for a suspect. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Prices for gasoline continue to set new records with no sign of slowing. Fox's Jackie Ibanez has more.
AAA reports the national average for a gallon of regular is now at $4.59. That might force cash-strapped Americans to stay close to home this Memorial Day weekend. Again, the Russian invasion of Ukraine continues to put pressure on crude oil prices.
Analysts believe the price of gasoline will continue to increase into the summer. President Biden and the chairman of Hyundai Motor Group met in Seoul, South Korea today to discuss electric vehicles. And the president said he's taken action to ensure more electric vehicles will be manufactured.
I signed an executive order setting a goal of having 50% of all new vehicles sold by the year 2030 be electric.
President Biden also recognized Hyundai's pledge to invest some $10 billion in U.S.-based production of electric vehicles and related technologies, including a factory in Georgia. Hurricane season begins in just over a week, and it looks like it'll be a busy one.
Hurricane season begins June 1st in the Atlantic Basin, which includes the ocean, the Caribbean Sea, and the Gulf of Mexico. Last year had NOAA's tropical meteorologists forecast above normal activity for the season, and their prediction had been proven true with 21 named storms and 7 hurricanes, 4 of which grew to be major cyclones. It's likely a similar forecast is in order for this year, and now is a good time for coastal and even inland residents on the eastern seaboard to stock up on supplies and double-check insurance coverage. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Colorado got blasted this weekend with a powerful snowstorm, knocking out power to hundreds of thousands of customers. The town of Cripple Creek near Pikes Peak received 20 inches of snow. Temperatures in parts of the state, though, will be back into the 80s by Thursday. I'm Joe Chief, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.